Hello, this is Larry Wilson for Chevrolet Communication. Like you, I'm a salesman. And like you, I'm always looking for ideas that'll help me take a bigger bite out of life. Today, I'd like to share some ideas with you that have helped me and others I know become more of what they're capable of becoming. Specifically, I want to talk to you about persistence. I'm not going to tell you that to be a successful salesman, you have to be persistent. That's like saying, if you want to be rich, you ought to have money. You've probably read books about men who've made it all the way to the top in their field. They all tell the same story: hard work, determination, and persistence. But what is it? How do you get persistence? Are you born with it? Can you learn it? In studying human behavior, reading everything I can about what makes people tick, and observing top men in action, I've discovered something about persistence. And if you'll just think along with me, we can break down this word into its action components. Yes, I said action components, because persistence comes from doing. Persistence is an effect, not a cause. And the more you do certain things, the more persistent you'll become. There are four things you can do. And believe me, if you'll do these things, you just won't be able to stop yourself. You ready? Okay, take out a pencil and write down D-P-N-L. That's right, D-P-N-L. Now, what do these letters stand for? Some magic formula, some secret of success? Gentlemen, there are no secrets, no magic formulas. Everything you need is right inside you. D represents decide. How many people do you know who went or are going all through life letting others decide their fate for them? Yet man is an aspiring animal. All of us are at our best when trying to achieve a goal we've decided upon. The very process of trying to reach our goal supplies us with more drive, tones up our selling perception, and energizes our thinking machine. Now, decide means deciding what we want to accomplish. A goal for a day, a week, a month, a year. Get to the top, get there because they decide where they want to end up, where they want to be. One of the great things about this business of selling is that it allows us to fully capitalize on our own potential because, in reality, we're allowed to set our own goals. Now, I don't agree with some who promise, no matter how high your goal, if you believe you can, you will. But I do agree that if you don't believe you can, you won't. You find things begin to happen when you decide to control what you think about. It's the P that reminds us what to think about. The P stands for pretend. It relates to the imaginary movies we play on the screen of our mind, our daydreaming. Psychologists tell us that too often we create fear and failure movies. We worry. Their suggestion is simple. Create mind movies that show us accomplishing our goals, being the person we want to be. Instead of thinking about past or future failures, they say we should be thinking about past and future successes, because success does breed success. Think back to the successful sales you've made. Think back to the satisfied customers you've created. Think back to the many extra worthwhile services you've given. When you think about these things, you're seeing yourself at your best. From there, it's not much of a mental jump to seeing yourself as more of that kind of a person, is it? And another thing, as you play these success movies in your mind, you'll not only be seeing yourself accomplishing your goals, but even more importantly, you'll be seeing yourself as the kind of person who deserves to accomplish your goals. Now, let's change the perspective. Imagine your thoughts being supplied by someone else. Imagine that someone else, a hypnotist. Now, we know that all a hypnotist really does is supply suggestions to our subconscious mind. Based on these suggestions, we find ourselves unable to perform simple things we consciously know we can perform. And we also find ourselves doing things we consciously thought we weren't able to do. The behavioral scientists point out that the hypnotist doesn't hypnotize us as much as he dehypnotizes us. He helps us wipe away all the self-imposed limitations we've set up, then replaces them with new and different limitations. The behavioral scientists also point out that our thoughts act as a series of hypnotic suggestions to our subconscious mind. If we think about it this way, it's not too difficult to understand why we tend to become the person we think about. So, pretend. Create that success movie in your mind, the one that shows you being the person you want to be. Now, let's go to the N. That N stands for never take no for an answer. The no here refers to all the reasons people give why you can't accomplish your goals. And believe me, plenty of people are anxious to remind you of all the things you can't do. It's not easy to say yes to ourselves when we hear so many no's from others. Unfortunately, like letting others decide our goals, too often we let others decide on whether we can accomplish our goals. Are you willing to back up your decided goals with determination? If you are, you'll find that never taking no for an answer is what separates you from the also-rans who just don't like doing the things successful people do. And you'll also find you're ready for the L. It stands for listen. Listen to the genie of your subconscious as it supplies you with ideas, solutions, and ways of getting the job done better. It also reminds us to listen with an open mind to the ideas of others who can help us accomplish our goals. And that most important other is the prospect we're trying to serve. Let me suggest something in the form of a challenge. Try the DPNL way this month, this week, today. Decide how many sales you're going to make. Decide that you can make those sales. You deserve them. Then pretend. See yourself at your best. Picture yourself making your goal by giving the best presentations and the best service you're capable of. Determine never to take no for an answer. This is your vow to hang in there long after others would have given up. Listen to your prospects. If you give them a chance, they'll tell you what they want. Then listen to yourself. You'll hear the best ways of helping your prospect discover how he'll get what he wants from you and your great Chevrolet products. D-P-N-L. Try it. It'll help you toward more persistent salesmanship. Larry Wilson here, signing off for Chevrolet Communications.